Question four. Councillor Griffiths, could you put your question to Councillor Turner?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. A number of residents on the Martello Bay estate have asked if it would be possible to introduce a bylaw restricting the use of power-generated music systems on the beach. This is music systems that are used without prior permission from the local authority. Whilst there is general acceptance that the summer season will bring large crowds, there have been occasions when large groups have arrived without prior notification, with their own power-generated music equipment, and then treated both residents in the Martello estate and other beach users to a wide, varied and unwanted selection of loud music. Given that on some occasions liquid refreshments have also been freely available and no toilets provided for the group, both public and private gardens have been used as public conveniences. This, as you can imagine, has done nothing to enhance the visitor experience of those seeking to enjoy a day on the beach with their families or those seeking a peaceful time at home. Could the portfolio holder tell us what action he intends to take to protect both residents and beach users from this type of unwanted intrusion?
Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you, Councillor Griffiths, for your question. There should be no requirement to introduce a bylaw in respect of the playing of loud music on the beach, whether power generated or not. The current seashore, as well as the pleasure ground bylaws, already cover this subject comprehensively. Public nuisances brought to the attention of the Council are dealt with not only by means of Council bylaws, but also with reference to criminal and civil law. To enforce available powers in respect of unwanted beach parties, the Council is able to call upon the staff of the Parking and Seafront Services, which includes the seasonal seafront beach wardens, beach patrol officers, in addition to the full-time parking and seafront rangers, who have additional powers accredited to them by the virtue of the Police Community Accreditation Scheme. The Council also provides a 24-hour telephone service via Careline. For those who haven't got the number, it is 01255 222 022. Directly in order to seek protection for themselves from unwarranted intrusion by loud music or in respect of antisocial behaviour witnessed or inflicted upon them by others. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Would you like to come back, Councillor Griffiths?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. In the event of all this happening, could you tell me how long it will take for somebody to respond? And in the event of having large groups in excess of 200 people, how many people are we liable to have there to contain the situation? What powers are they liable to have? And are we actually going to do anything apart from sprout loads of waffle? Thank you.
Councillor Turner, would you like to reply?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do believe that's why we employ a police force. The enforcement of public nuisances can range from the relatively straightforward, such as a request to people to cease their activity, which is immediately complied with, to far less straightforward matter of ensuring large groups of people cease an activity they do not wish to stop doing. The Council expects staff to act in the event of any unauthorised activities on the beach and to react to any complaint or approach by the public in respect of such matters. However, the Council does not expect staff to place themselves in danger or take unnecessary risks when trying to resolve issues around public nuisance. In the event of resistance, Council staff will contact the police for assistance with an expectation that help will be forthcoming. Staff will also provide a full report of any incident for future reference. Thank you, Madam Chairman.